Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Engineers India Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Warm good afternoon to everyone, to the 1Q FY24 earnings call of Engineers India. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Sanjay Jindal, Director of Finance, Mr. Suvendu Padu, Company Secretary and IR, Mr. R.P. Batra, Executive Director of Finance and Investor Relations, Mr. Sunil Saxena, Executive Director of Technical and Investor Relations, Mr. Amanpreet Singh Chopra, Senior General Manager, CMD Office and Investor Relations, Mr. Vivek Midha, General Manager, Marketing, BD and IR, and Ms. Neha Narula, Senior Manager, Company Secretariat and IR. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Jindal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Bhoomika. Good afternoon, everybody. We have declared results of first quarter of financial year 2023-24 on 2nd August 2023. As regards to financial performance for three months ended June 2023, the company has registered turnover of 808 crore vis-à-vis 805 crore during the first quarter of the preceding financial year. Turnover from consultancy and engineering segment stood at 345 crore rupees. From turnkey segment, it is 463 crore. Other income during current year ended June 2023 is 93 crore as compared to 27 crore during the first quarter of the preceding financial year. There is increase in other income primarily due to settlement with one of the client in consultancy and engineering project segment for an amount of rupees 56 crore. During the current quarter, the company has recorded profit before tax of 153 crore and PAT of rupees 114 crore in comparison to rupees 68 crore and rupees 51 crore respectively during the first quarter of the preceding financial year, showing an increase of 125% in PBT and 124% in PAT. On the RFCL front, during this quarter, EIL profit share is 22.49 crore as compared to 13.85 crore in the first quarter of preceding financial year. On the consolidated basis, our PAT is 138.93 crore as compared to 64.81 crore in the first quarter of the preceding financial year. Notably, EPS for the current quarter has more than doubled to rupees 2.02 vis-à-vis quarter ended June 2022 of rupees 0.90. The company has unexecuted order worth of rupees 8,102 crore comprising under consultancy segment of 4,979 crore and under EPC segment of 3,123 crore. In the first quarter, we have secured order of 1,265 crore. This is the financial summary which we have declared on the 2nd August. Thank you. I hand it over to Ms. Bhoomika again.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
And thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, how do you see about the order inflow opportunity for the balance of the year? Are we seeing any traction in few of the refinery and petchem consultancy projects?
Okay, Mehta, Vivek Mehta will reply.
We have a couple of opportunities on the way wherein we are bidding for it. We see one of the private refineries is going for the another expansion. So we are initially involved in the study stage. We see another, if it is get realized, if it clears, it is cleared by their board, they might go for the implementation of the same. So we see that opportunity coming towards the end of this year. Then there are many petrochemical complexes. You must have seen that ONGC is also going for the crude to chemical complex. It has been recently been published. We have been involved in the initial DFRs for that. So we see that also coming on the way. And BRL is also going for the petchem complex. So we have been involved in the initial stages. So they are also going to come with their tendering activities in the course to come in this financial year. Then IOCL is also going for a Paradeep petrochemical complex, which we see that their tender is about to come in future. So all these opportunities are on the way wherein we are targeting. And there are many more which we are working. So this is there on the way.
Is there a tender which is floated by all these petchem companies and where we have already put in our bids?
No, in some of them tender are expected in the course of the time, and in some of them we are involved at this stage as a, in the final stages of the study, which will in few months time it will take a shape and go into tendering process or maybe negotiated process.
My second question is on the CPC and Nagapattinam. Is the project going very slow right now? Is my understanding correct? Does it mean that the revenue booking will be slightly lower in this particular financial year?
I think they had some land issues at their end. Those have been, I believe, resolved. And now the work is on. And tendering has started again. They have put it on hold because of some land issues and clearances. Now those things have sorted out. And work has already started. And people, our teams are working on that.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raj Rishi from TCPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you explain your, elaborate on your competencies for new age business like you've talked about, Ms. Shukla has talked about, you know, foray into one green.
Can you speak a bit louder, please? We are unable to get
you. Yeah. Is it fine now?
Yeah.
Could you elaborate on your competencies to back projects in new age areas like one, green hydrogen and renewable energy? Ms. Shukla has talked about, Ms. Vartika Shukla has talked about, you know, foray of Engineers India into these high growth areas. So what kind of edge do you see in Engineers India to back the projects?
So our Mr. Amanpreet is there. He's going to take that question. He's going to respond on that, please.
Yeah. In case of renewables, if you talk or alternative fuels, if you talk, one of the major things, we have been involved with this alternative fuels segment since it began.
I'm not able to hear you. It's very lot of.
Is it clear now? Hello.
Yeah. It's better. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are three broad areas which we are looking at. One is on the alternative fuel segment. Alternative fuel segment, we have been involved in the DFRs of the nine the biorefineries that was initially done during the at the time of the biofuel policy. So we have been involved since beginning in this particular area, and moving forward, we are executing the bamboo-based refinery project. The biofuel refinery for AVPRL in Numaligarh. So that is where, as a technical company, we have been able to raise the level of, like from lab scale, we are going directly into the commercial scale. So that's the level of competencies that EL possesses.
The last bit, I didn't hear. From what to what you're going?
That particular refinery is going into commercial scale right from the lab scale. From lab scale to commercial scale, that's the leapfrog that the refinery has taken up. So all those technical aspects are being covered by EIL, taking it from the technology readiness level of 2 to right now it's going at 8 and 9.
Another thing I would like to add on this is right now we are doing various other projects in biorefineries, like various feasibility studies. We are right now executing one assignment as a project management consultant for HMEL for their rooftop solar projects. And then we have been recently been appointed as a consultant by NTPC for one of their projects wherein they are capturing carbon and to convert it into ethanol. And earlier we were involved in their methanol project. So all these projects are there. We have been involved. So you can see that the changes are happening. We earlier had done a few hydrogen plant for the BORL as well as for Adani's. We had done hydrogen pipeline. So all these areas we are focusing, and for your information, in last year's business we had contributed around 8% from the new areas, the energy transition areas, which included coal gasification, hydrogen, and all other areas. And
63 crores
was the business which had come from these areas, which included biomass, bamboos, polysilicon, bio ETF. All these areas were there, the new areas. We are keeping a special focus on that separately.
And sir, from this 8% which you talked about from new age areas last year, in 2 to 3 years, what kind of percentage contribution would you just hazard a guess?
What we meant to say that during the last financial year, the revenue that was generated from the energy transition jobs was around 63 crore rupees.
Yes. Okay.
So out of the revenue that we earned, 63 crore rupees from the energy transition
jobs.
Yes. Around 5% of the consulting job.
Yeah.
And the similar jobs we are getting continuously in this financial year, if we get them, definitely this particular proportion is going to rise substantially. Another aspect that we have covered that you had seen in our disclosures also, that we have entered into a strategic alliance with Solar CSP group, yeah. That's an Australian group. So we'll be signing an MOU shortly with them, and we'll be taking up this solar CSP projects in various segments in India and overseas along with that.
And how big can this tie-up be for you, for Engineers India?
See, if we see that solar CSP particular module, if you see, then around 25% of the total project cost is for a balance of plant, for which the services will be provided by EIL.
Okay. So it can be a major contributor to your revenues?
This is an evolving technology. It's a very niche technology. It's evolving. So we have to pitch this particular thing along with the technology providers, with our clients, because everybody is moving towards net zero and carbon neutrality. So this thing, new technology are going to come in future as one of the pathways to the energy transition. So having the right methodology, having the right approach to pitching to the clients, will definitely we can able to secure some projects in this area.
And you foresee more such tie-ups in other areas in energy transition, like the one you have recently?
There are a few that are going on, but it's not the right time to declare them. So as and when they are getting matured, we will definitely let you know.
And so another, just one more point. You talked about some defense foray also. Is there any movement in that regard?
We are working with one of the companies for their modernization project. These are still in the initial stages, and let us see if it realizes, we will declare it. But we are working on that.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, if you can give a broad timeline for the current order book execution, both consultancy and turnkey.
Yeah, between a period of 3 to 3.5 years.
Generally, a project took 36 to 42 months for the completion from the date of LOI for the mega projects, mega and big size projects.
Okay. Okay. Now my second question was regarding, so wanted to understand the opportunity size. So if, let's say, all the OMCs are raising funds, rights issue and planning a big capex over the next 2-3 years, be it petchem or hydrogen or any new age businesses. So according to your estimate, what could be the opportunity size for Engineers India? And let's say what kind of success rate we can have in terms of order?
There are number of projects which are on the anvil and there are a lot of investments, as you already said. We are targeting all of them, and there is definitely a competition, and we have been striving to work out and have been able to secure many of the assignments. Many of the projects we are already involved in the initial stages as the consultant, as a feasibility consultant or a study consultant. So we are working towards them. So saying that what would be the success, it depends all on the market and how it is going to work and how many bidders are going to be. Some of them we can even realize on a negotiated basis. It all depends. We always work in various methodologies. So nothing can be concrete said at this, means how much we can secure and what percentage will be the success rate. So that would be the, means we will have to target all the projects and we'll definitely be able to secure many of them. But you could have seen the results earlier also and the improvement in the results. So we are adopting an aggressive strategy on this.
But we can say that the opportunity size is quite significant, yes.
So let's say if not the success rate, let's say if some, let's say 50,000 crore of capex happens in petchem or somewhere, then how much could be the opportunity for Engineers?
Any of the petchem, there are number of petchems are there. Most of the petchem starts from 25,000 crores to 40,000, 50,000 crores. So you can see 4-5 projects coming on the way. These are the mega investments in the petchems, and primarily it is going to be in the petchems only. Refinery could be there, some investment could be there in the refinery, but mostly it would be either petchems or crude to chemicals.
Okay, so yeah, so what I was asking is, let's say 25,000 crore of petchem capex happens, then how much would be opportunity for us in turnkey and how much opportunity in consultancy?
We are very specific in the turnkey. We don't go for all these projects on turnkey basis. Primarily, we focus on the consultancy. Turnkey, we generally go on the OB basis, and that's a specific area. It all depends where we can negotiate the OB contracts. So, this is the opportunity I can see. Telling you at this stage, it will be very difficult.
So,
3-4 projects coming in this year. And let's see.
What I was asking, say, out of 25,000 crore of capex, consultancy opportunity would be what, 20% of that entire?
No, not at all. It is for this kind of project, it would be 2-3%.
2-3%. Okay.
And less than that. It's a competition. You never know what market are going.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Anik Mitra from Finata Research. Please go ahead. Ms. Anik Mitra, requesting you to please speak more than speaking.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, now you are. You may please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, my first question is, what is the order expectation from ONGC in FY 24 and FY 25?
We cannot tell you on that ground. We are targeting few of the projects. What is the target? It depends what projects they are going to have. We are building whatever is the business which is coming from them, we will be targeting. Specific target, giving target for the ONGC is very difficult. It's a competitive world altogether.
And since we have the MOA with ONGC, so whatever is their planning, we will keep getting something or other assignments through that route.
Some smaller engineering assignments keep on coming on a regular basis.
So we have already started and some more are will continue to flow in our kitty.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is, hydrogen gas opportunity sounds to be a big opportunity going forward. So, sir, can you quantify what sort of hydrogen opportunity we can, maybe possible in upcoming maybe 2-3 years?
That's very difficult to say because this hydrogen thing is still evolving. It has not matured so far. So there are a lot of developments happening. So it all depends on the time. We can't quantify right now, give all the biggest opportunity. So it's definitely it is emerging area, and a lot of work is being done by many companies in this area. So in times to come, things are going to emerge clearly, and then we see a big market in that area also.
Okay. Sir, so far, what amount of order has been booked by Engineers India in this particular segment, hydrogen gas? Green hydrogen.
Green hydrogen, there are, earlier also we did assignments for GAIL, and currently we are doing an assignment for BORL for the electrolyzer implementation in their refinery, and there are certain other assignments in the green hydrogen part. Because see, green hydrogen is not a very different thing from what we do. EIL, in the last 35-40 years, working in the refinery sector, we are very well aware of the hydrogen requirement. So it's just the renewables that are feeding the hydrogen that we are going to take up the process plant. So we are very well
positioned ourselves
in this area, because technically we know what is goes into it. So so among you see the competitiveness, I think EIL has kind of very good competitive advantage in this particular area, because we are very well connected with the refineries. We know the process flows and how this hydrogen is going to be generated and how it's going to be used. So I think we stand a good chance, and we are in a good position to leverage our past experience in this particular area.
Okay, sir. And my final question is, sir, what was the revenue from the airport division in Q1 FY24?
From which division?
Division means we have two business segments. One is consultancy, engineering and consultancy and engineering.
Right now we don't have the figure for that particular airport segment, basically. That is a part of the consultancy segment.
Of the infrastructure business, and it's few assignments we are doing. There is no specific segregation for the airport segment. It's considered as part of our infrastructure.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks for your answers, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Venkatesh Subramaniam from Logitree. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check with you on the Ramagundam fertilizer project where we invested some funds. How is the project doing? Is it making operating profits, sir, at the moment?
Yes, as I have already told, in this quarter, EIL has 26% share, and we have profit of 22.49 crore in comparison to 13.85 crore in the first quarter of preceding financial year. So plant is already operating at 100% capacity and doing well.
Right, sir. So second question is on operating margins. So I was just looking at the last few years of this thing, and our in terms of revenue to operating margins, we are at about 9-10% now. Do you see a scope for improvement here over the next few years?
Definitely we are trying to improve our operating margins also. And if you see, we have already segment margin of 25% in the consultancy segment, and we are able to retain it. But we are trying hard to increase our EPC margin so that our operating margin could move further.
Okay, sir. And this latest joint venture with Concentrated Solar, what is the size of the opportunity, sir? What does it entail? How big can this be?
First of all, it's not a joint venture. It's a strategic alliance that we have entered into.
Okay.
Wherein the solar CSP would be providing their patented technology, and EIL will be doing the engineering and project management services for the balance of plant. So it is a strategic alliance, not a joint venture.
Okay.
In terms of the opportunities, see, that, like I said earlier, that because everybody wants renewable to be part of their portfolio. So going forward, we are just, board has just approved that particular strategic alliance. So we are in the process of mapping all the industries, right from oil and gas industry and other sectors. And as part of the strategic alliance, we got some exclusive territorial rights and sectorial rights from the technology partner. So like in India, for all the oil and gas sectors, EIL will be the partner. It's exclusively, they will come to EIL. And similar thing that we have secured the exclusive right for other sectors as well. So right now we are started mapping all the sectors, and prima facie it looks that it offers a huge opportunity not only in oil and gas but in other economic sectors as well.
Okay, sir, great. And this polysilicon opportunity, I know that we are executing a project for the Adani Group, and a lot of news on semiconductors, fabs, a lot of things being set up in the country today. So would we have a chance to participate in some of these projects?
Not at this junction, but we are definitely having a very, studying all these opportunities as part of our research and development and technical group. So as and when, and we are at very very initial stage of studying these opportunities, and definitely if somebody, some things come up, we'll definitely be a part of this particular evolving sector as well.
Right, sir. My last question is on the financials, sir. Compared to last quarter of last year, we obviously have shown a higher revenue, but a lot of contribution from the other income side. Where does it come from, sir, the money, the other income, basically?
Sir, as already told in my earlier statement, we have done settlement with one of the client, and this total settlement was about 71 crore. And out of that, 55 crore is towards the interest on the claim side, and balance 16% has gone to consultancy business segment.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bajrang Bafna from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, congrats for a good set of numbers. Sir, just if you could guide us, I have joined a little bit late, so pardon me if my question is repetitive. If we see the consultancy part, which is the major margin driver for the company, we have an order book of close to 4,000 crores. So how do you see that order book kind of intake in FY 24 and 25, because there are a lot of opportunities which are coming up, which a lot of participants have already asked about, hydrogen and all, and the new energy segment. And the execution also, we have done close to, I think, 1400 crore kind of revenue and consultancy. So both on the order intake side and the execution side, maybe for FY 24 and FY 25, will be really helpful, sir.
This is like, you must have seen that last year we had the order book of 9,079 crores. We are definitely going to either achieve that or improve upon that. That is the target for order book position. With respect to the order inflow, it was around 4,400 last year, 4,500. So we will definitely try to meet that, and we'll try to secure more than that.
Yeah, we are targeting around 4,000 crore in this financial year also.
More than that.
Yeah, on the consultancy side, sir, this 4,000 crores? Or
This is overall.
Yeah, so if you could just give us some sense on the consultancy side, will be helpful, sir.
The ratio will remain the same. The ratios are available. It's normally 50-50. It's almost 40-43-50. It remains in this range only.
Yeah, we'll be targeting between 1,500 to 2,000 crores in the consultancy. Minimum there.
Got it. Sir. And the growth on the execution side on the consultancy book?
We are expecting a total growth of between 5 to 10% in the next financial year.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the very best, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arvind Joshi from Batilor Advisors. Please go ahead. Mr. Arvind Joshi, you may please go ahead with your question.
Yes. So, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah. Yes. I had a very specific question on potential in coal-bed methane. Hydrogen, you just explained, and we were delighted to hear that this is what you have been doing all along. So it is a cakewalk for you. So with the increasing emphasis on the energy security of the government, I am reasonably certain that you will be getting your fair share of hydrogen. And any other newer initiatives, because even coal bed methane, I'm given to understand with the your skills and already perhaps one of the project under your bag. The other projects, what are the prospects of getting the other projects of coal bed methane, and what can be the potential size of this? My question, the first question is this.
So one project that we are executing for Neyveli Lignite is coal to methanol. That means converting coal into value-added chemicals. And that sort of projects, that's the first project that we are doing, and we are expecting the similar type of projects from the other clients as well. Regarding the coal bed methane, so you're talking about coal bed methane specifically. So that's a right now, it's a very high capex intensive area where there's still a lot of research and development efforts are required, because it again depends on the quality of the coal that is going into that particular conversion to gas. So being a capital intensive and being a research oriented area, right now the clients are looking at it, but at a very initial stage. So EL definitely is well positioned to be part of this particular CBM initiative, and in case the future this type of opportunities arises, then we will be happy to take it up.
And right now we are focusing more on a very promising opportunity, what Mr. Amanpreet has said, that the coal to ethanol and methanol and such derivatives, which directly opens up a lot of scope for many petrochemical feedstocks. So there a lot of work has been done with one of the client, and we foresee that many more such projects will be coming to us.
Okay, and what shall be the time frame for this?
Right now, one project, as you are aware, we are executing. Rest other projects, it's at a very different stage of their life cycle, initial life cycle. So some are at a very discussion stages and some are at very preliminary feasibility stage. So once those particular things will be formed up, like on a feasibility part, then the decision will be taken by the client to implement those projects. So right now it's at a very initial stage to say as so.
Okay. And in case if a related question is overall size of the coal related energy, this thing which you could be executing or which is available as the opportunity size, can you throw some light on that?
We can't exactly can tell
very
you.
Very roughly.
Yeah, I can say is that it is a huge potential exist. Only that once this the project what we are doing is turns into a real success story, there will be a chain of such projects. But we cannot right now quantify that how much opportunity size is here. But
that point. And huge would be the size of your current order book?
No, this is potential that, because you know India has abundance of the coal available. And considering that the Ministry of Environment and concerns for the environmental pollution, etc., people are trying to find out the better use of the coal. So the project what we are doing actually opens up an opportunity to really convert it meaningfully into more value-added projects instead of really generating more pollution. So that creates a big success. Can open up a very big success story for us.
And I'm really delighted to hear about that, both in terms of environmental benefits and the energy potential. And a very simple question is, recently Mr. Puri has talked about revival of West Coast refinery. Any update on that?
With regard to the refinery, nothing much has been heard as of now. We are involved in that in the site selections as a consultant. We are still there. But we have not seen anything coming as of now. Let's see. It must have flown from the government side, but it will take some time because they will have to find the investments and all and then realize, because it's been going on for a long time.
I know. And then just a related question. He's also talking about the smaller refineries instead of mega ones, but several of them. So you would be as monopolistic in executing them, or will it be only restricted for the large ones?
We are a consultant. We would like to go for any kind of project, the small size, bigger size, anywhere we would like to be involved. There's no restrictions. We don't work on the restrictions. We don't have restrictions for that. We, you know, that we do smaller jobs also. We do mega jobs also. All kind of there in the in our jobs are in there in our portfolio.
For example, we are right now executing one of the smallest refineries in Mongolia, which is only 1.5 million. So we have no restriction or no such issues in.
No, and in the case together they constitute a very significant, it's a very smart thing, and that instead of really getting involved in with one and so many other hassles, land acquisition to all other clearances, if you go for the smaller ones, perhaps the execution is faster.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So
we hold you as our leading Navratna company. And truly believe that you would be path-breaking. It was very heartening to hear that hydrogen is like the peacock for you. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Anwani from Prabhudas Lilladher. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. So my question again is on hydrogen. You have already highlighted your progress on hydrogen side, but would like to be to understand more specific what exactly our scope of work will be. Will it be consulting? Will it be turnkey? Are we planning to explore the electrolyzer manufacturing also, or are we trying to do a technology tie-up, since this is pretty initial stage in India on green hydrogen and so many companies are exploring technological tie-ups, and how we are exploring, you know, with respect to progress, are we going to see meaningful contribution FY25, FY26? If you could highlight more on this.
First is with respect to the role of EIL, we are very clear that we would only be working on, this is a new area, we'll be working only as a consultant. Right now we are doing various studies on this, and we are also involved in the implementation of few of the projects which is not directly hydrogen. It is basically green ammonia, UDIs, these kind of projects are there when hydrogen is also used from the green resources. So these kind of projects will be involved as a consultant. So this is the opportunity we see.
In fact, we would like to be associated in every section of the hydrogen utilization, hydrogen production, whether it's the balance of the plant, whether it is the hydrogen generation, and or the applicability of the green hydrogen into the refinery or any other sector. So considering our engineering strength and past experience, as my colleague has already told you, we have already positioned ourselves to really give the consultancy in all sections, except for the hydrogen manufacturing, hydrolyzer manufacturing, what you told, we have not still thought about it.
Right, so if any projects comes in, our role right now would be consulting, so maybe we will be earning maybe 2-3%, is my understanding right?
No, we can't say that.
Right now we are not able to quantify that, basically depending on the opportunity, depending on the size of the project, we'll be able to arrive at that point of time.
Got it.
Number of times it happens that it, in what mode of execution clients goes for that project. So that also defines how much percentage of revenue we will be getting from that. So right now, as these things are in a very preliminary stage, but as the opportunities will come, not only in the process plant and in other standalone also, so we'll be taking up those opportunities in any mode of execution that are preferable to the plant.
Right. So second question on margins, we did about 2% and 27% turnkey and consulting. Any outlook for FY24? Are we looking forward to improve further, or will it remain in the similar range?
We are already maintaining our segment in the consultancy segment, that is about 25-27%, and definitely we are working with our clients for the issue of change orders to improve our profit segment in the EPC business segment, because some of the change orders are under process with our clients, and we are working hard on that part to improve our margin in this segment. And we are definitely, we are sure that we will get the change order from our clients.
Right. So my last question on the order intake, we announced around 1265. But if we add the orders announced by the company from June 1st week, the total comes to more than 3,000. So would you like to clarify on that?
We could not get your question. What exactly you are asking?
I think, sir, my the order intake which is announced is around 1265, and our BSC filing starting from June, which I checked. My total was coming to more than 3,000 crores for order intake. So,
now, as of now, what we are sitting today, it is around 2,200.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Some of the projects more are in the process. 2,200 have been booked as of
2,200,
today.
And then you suggested that 1,800 to 2,000 more can come in H2.
Have been realized, which was shown earlier. Have been now realized, so now a little amount more is there. So as of now, it is 2,200, and some more orders would be in the advanced stage of awarded. So we will be considering that value later on. As of now, you can consider it's 2,200, which is booked in the business.
Okay, thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. Mr. Jain, you may please go ahead with your question.
Hello, am I audible?
As there's no response from the current participant, we take the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yes. Namaskar, sir. And
Namaskar.
Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, if we net off the other income component for this quarter, which was the settlement part, so our margins were lower. So was there any one-off item or any increase in provision that we do systematically as a prudent way? What has led to then the lower margins is the net of the other income. That is not going to be it's a non-recurring item.
No, margins are more in comparison to the June quarter, June 22 quarter. In the June 22 quarter, the margin was 5.1%, and now we are operating margin of 7.4%. So there is a substantial increase in the margin in comparison to the June 22 quarter. Regarding the March 23 quarter, we had a settlement with one of our clients, and that had contributed to the additional margin in the March 23 quarter.
Please, sir, if we take the net off of other income also,
Yes.
The June versus June also, there is also in the line item other expenses. Last year in the June 22, it was 91 crore, and here we are at 57 crore with almost the same top line. So,
operating margin is sales minus cost. So, during the current quarter, the operating margin is 59.97 crore. During the June 22 quarter, it was 40.79 crores.
I come again, sir.
During the current quarter, we are having a operating margin of 7.4%. In the absolute term, it's around 60 crore. During the June 22 quarter, we had the operating margin of 5.1%, and in the absolute term, it was 40.8 crore.
When we are comparing your revenue in both the segments, consultancy as well as turnkey projects, on a year-on-year basis, they are almost at the similar level. But the other expenses line item has changed significantly. So we have expenses of 91 crore for June 22 and for June 23 to 57 crore. So what led to this reduction
You are talking about the expenditure basically.
Yes, sir. The other expenses, I think so that other expenses is the one that has led to
basically, we have certain write back during the current quarter that has basically gave to the reduction in the expenditure. That is a part and parcel of the operating activity. In every quarter, there are certain write-back. In one quarter, there may be a more write-back, and in another, there may be lesser write-back. So, going forward, we are expecting that we'll be able to maintain these margins.
So, can you quantify the number, sir? How much have been the write-back?
Right now, I don't have the figure write-back. It's a part and parcel of the every quarter.
Okay.
In some quarter, it may be more. In other, it may be less.
Okay. So, sir, we have investment in two other verticals, on fertilizer as well as in the refinery. So, fertilizer segment, you have said the contribution has been 22 crores. How have the Numaligarh refinery contributed, sir? How are the operations there?
Sir, from the Numaligarh refinery, we are receiving dividend, and the dividend is also being counted in the other income part. And in the first quarter, there is no such dividend is declared by the NRL. And in the last year, we got the dividend of about 55 crore on the investment of 700 crore. So it was more than 7.5%, which was tax-free also. Not tax-free, but it was in the hands of EL, it was tax-free.
And sir, any listing program for the bigger refinery going ahead in unlocking the value, or it will remain in the unlisted space?
No, we don't have any.
Also for the fertilizers. Once again, in order to unlock the right value or to divest your stake, EIL is a strategic partner here, sir.
Right now, fertilizer plant is at the initial stage, so we will be able to capitalize the maximum opportunity, and at right time, the decision will be taken. Right now, there is no such thought.
Correct, sir. Thank you, sir, once again for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir, what would be your market share in the refining and the marketing company capital expenditure that would have been incurred in the past 6-7 years? Any ballpark market share that you would have a number?
We cannot tell you on the market share, but our major contribution of our business comes from the hydrocarbon. So you can see that whatever business we get, most of the hydrocarbon has a good contribution.
So that I understand. In the refining companies capex that they have done, HP, BP, Oil India, ONGC, whatever, what would be our share of what would be our market share there in the engineering port?
That we can say that we'll try to get the maximum from that.
Okay. And any change in the competitive landscape in the past 7-8 years? Any new players would have come and bid for those projects?
Yes. Competition has been there. You can see that many companies are there in the fray. So we have been competing now, and we have been getting business out of it.
And in past, you would have noticed that we have maintained our position, a major player in that area. So we will like to continue our position in that. That's our key strength area.
And my last question is, sir, in terms of the project pipeline from these companies, what you see in the next 2-3 years, how big it is versus the past five years that you have seen? So if past 5 years you had seen pipeline of, let's say, 100 rupee worth of project, this next 3 years, do you see what? Is it 150, 200, 250, 300? If you could share a number there.
If you look it in a very different perspective, the Government of India has the target of increasing the refinery capacity from the current level to 430 MMTPA. So that is the maximum capacity that will be added in the times to come. So in a 5-7 years, around 180 to 190 MMTPA of refinery capacity is being added. So that's a huge amount of business opportunities that is available in coming 4-5 years for us.
So you're saying 150 to 170 million ton in the next 5-6 years?
That's the Government of India is planning to do.
Can you tell me what this number was in the past 5 years?
You can see it on the Government of India's MOPNG website. Available. What investments and what is their future plans? I do not have it right away. with us at this point of time.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viraj from Jupiter Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. Only one question. When I look at your 10 years data, sir, in March 12, you had the operating margin of 19%. Now, with so many opportunities coming, we are diversifying. Can you give, will be able to reach those operating margins in next 2-3-4 years? Do you think that? Is it possible to reach those numbers?
Yeah, at that point of time, basically over a period of time, there has been a substantial increase in the cost and there is a competition over a period of time. At that point of time, we were doing the process plants where the margins were very much in comparison to the margin what we are getting. So over a period of time, a lot of water has flown. So going forward, we will try to maximize the margin. But I cannot say that we'll be able to achieve a margin of 20%, but definitely we'll try to improve our margin going forward.
And sir, how would you look, how should I look Engineers India 3 years from now, you know, in terms of growth and net margin?
Definitely improvement, whatever we are doing right now, definitely there will be improvement. We have the vision to execute that particular thing. Going forward, definitely we see the improvement in our turnover as well as the margins.
And you would have seen any ballpark number you can just say, just not to hold
it. That depends on the order book basically, on how much order we get and accordingly the orders are executed and profit is generated. So right now I cannot give the projection for the next 3-4 years. We are having basically projection for around 1 year that we have told that we are expecting a increase in the turnover of between 5-10%. Going forward, whatever opportunity has been captured, that will be reflected in the margins. We are working on that and definitely will succeed with the grace of the God.
And you would have noticed that we have increased our share of getting the international market. Many projects have been won in the past few months. So we are trying to maintain our larger business in the international market. So that will earn us more revenue and business in future.
Is it fair to assume top line of 4,000 crores in next FY, is possible to achieve?
In the next year, we are targeting around 10% or our turnover may be 3,500 to 3,600 in the coming, in this year.
And in the, it's right to assume that net margins, margins would be improving, right, from more than 10%.
Sir, we are trying for that and we are working on that.
Okay.
And we are finalizing in orders for the with the clients to maintain and improve our margins, sir.
Okay. Thank you and all the best to you, sir. All the very best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bharat Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, can you give us an update on our coal gasification projects, specifically the one we are doing for NLC and Western Coalfields?
The NLC one is still in the tendering process. I believe they are evaluating their bids. Some of the bids have been received. So that is a decision to be taken by NLC and thereafter they will go for the second phase of implementation. Regarding the WCL, this study is almost in the process. I do not have the exact details of right now what is going on. This is the broad details. I have got it a few days ago. So we can check and always update you on this.
Okay, sir. And what is the status of the Adani project, the polysilicon plant?
That is, I think it's been put on hold for some time from their side. Let us see when they start.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. That's all from my. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, one question is, out of the 8,100 crore order book, how much would be export?
Would be?
International orders?
Out of 8,100, we have a foreign consultancy job of 1,587 crore. We are about 1,600 crore order book is from the foreign territory.
Okay, and how do you see export market going forward? Any big orders or anything in the pipeline?
With respect to the overseas, we are targeting overseas. We are expanding our overseas operations. In the last year, you must have seen that we had got one of the projects in South America. This year, we had got a job in the Nigeria. Last year, basically, we got the job in Nigeria. We got the second train of that. We are targeting some more of the projects, Petchem projects, which is coming in the Nigeria. We are targeting some of the projects in Algeria also. We are in one of the projects. We are already got the preliminary letter of award, so we see that the contract signing in few of the next few days, and then we'll be officially declaring that, and then we see more projects in Algeria also, we are bidding for them. So these are few of the countries, we are targeting few countries in Africa, so that's why we are expanding our global outreach.
And the Middle East,
yes, would like to, Saks Energy would like to update, yeah.
So Middle East, we have already made our good progress in getting the projects, and we are targeting to enhance, not in terms of the getting the major projects there, but also to increase our outreach to many other Middle East countries. So efforts are on, we like to see more success rate there also.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequin Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So first, I just missed the number you have given to the earlier participant. You mentioned currently the capacity of this petrochem is 430 MT, and we are the industry is adding 150 to 170 MT in refinery. Is that correct?
That's the refinery capacity addition plan that government has put up, and that's the plan right now.
And what is the current capacity, sir? You mentioned somewhere around 400?
No.
It is around 250 something. 250 MMTPA. In next 10 years, it is likely to increase to 450 metric tons. That is what government target is.
Okay. Thank you. And sir, I have one question. Just wanted to understand, as this CAPEX cycle is going on, you mentioned the petrochem and the refinery, the government is very going to spend on this CAPEX. Just want to understand, when was this CAPEX cycle happened, couple of years back? Just want to understand if you can give the year, after how many years this CAPEX cycle is coming. Just wanted to understand the data.
The CAPEX cycle, if you see, every company has got their own annual and long, short-term and long-term CAPEX plans. So, so on a yearly basis, they have their own CAPEX plan, which includes the CAPEX in their existing projects also and for the future projects also. So, this is a continuous process for each and every process company that we deal with. So, going forward in next 5 to 7 years, both in the hydrocarbon and both in the refinery and petrochemicals, they have their own set of plans which they are going to execute in that particular phase in next 5 to 7 years. So that's what we are talking about.
So let me reframe my question. I want to understand what is the difference between the last CAPEX cycle which has happened and this CAPEX cycle which is happening.
See, the cycle, if you want to say that, from the starting from the feasibility to the initialization of the project and to the execution of the project, it's around 4 to 5 years that it's going to take.
Okay, so you mean to say this CAPEX as an industry comes every 4 to 5 to 7 years?
It's a cyclic thing. See, some of the projects are already feasibility being done and it's going to be on an execution phase. For some of the projects, the feasibility is under process. So it's every project life cycle is at a different stage of project life cycle. So
it depends on company to company and their investments. Like many of the projects which are under execution, their CAPEX cycle started earlier because they must have started 2-3 years ago. So now they are in the execution. So this is a cycle because initial study would be prepared, they will go for their board approval and they will take the investment decision, then they go for execution. Any execution will take 40 to 45 months, 46 months, depending on the size of the project. So it takes around 4 to 5 years. That's what we are talking about.
Understood. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, I have one more question. From the free cash flow that you generate, would you continue to do these equity investments in these projects just like you did in Numaligarh or one of the fertilizer projects?
As on date, we do not have any such proposal for further investment. Right now, we have received a right issue from the NRL. Except that, we do not have any such proposal for the investment.
But if you get a proposal, what is usually the benchmark for investment, or would you continue to divert this capital, the cash flow that you get in all these equities?
As on date, no such is under consideration by management.
So it's as on date, right? It is not a stated prospect, procedure, yeah, that you will not invest, right? If it comes on your table, you will invest.
See, that statement we cannot make. No? It depends on the opportunity. In case the opportunity is very good, definitely we'll be going for that. But we are not, as of today, we don't have any investment plan. So going forward, in case an opportunity comes, we'll review that, management will review that, and accordingly decision will be taken.
But any earmark, like whatever PAT you generate, X percent you will pay out to minority, Y percent you will use for such projects, Z percent you will keep it in cash, any such process you have put in place, or it's arbitrary?
No, we don't have a policy like that. Basically, it depends on the... Yeah.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments.
First, we would like to thank you, everyone, for participating in this. And we see that you must have seen that performance has improved, and we are working towards it, and it will definitely improve further. And in the next calls, you will see that what all we are doing, and the future results will show our efforts, which we are doing. So we really thank everyone for this. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, we conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining. You may now disconnect your lines.